girl is excited that she got engaged, and the boy is excited that the girl accepted his ring. So they're sharing in the same simcha that he gave her an engagement ring. So they both have to say a teyva amen. So rather than have both say the same bracha, so either he says and she says amen, or she says and he says amen, one or the other. So over here also, everybody's sharing. So weirdly, when we heard the good news that the government, the FDA, whatever, approved the vaccine, so that was a psuris teus that we're all sharing together, or everybody in the world is sharing it. We probably could have said at Tevanet when we heard the good news that they developed a vaccine that's recognized by the medical profession, that it's acceptable. But if we're going to get it, if we're going to receive it, mamish, so we should probably wait till we get the matana, till we get the vaccine. So that's why I said it when I got the first vaccine, first vaccination. The series of shiurim on Tuesday nights this year is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Arbisfeld, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Avram Arbisfeld, Zechan Lebracha, who died in the beginning of this COVID epidemic. And we started from the beginning of Hilchus Shabbos. We're not learning every sif. We got up to Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, which is to Siman about the Kiddush. We spoke a little bit last week, the week before, about the biblical obligation of Kiddush. The Gemara translates the pasuk Zocher, Samash Shabbos Lekatcha. The verb Zocher in that pasuk doesn't mean to remember, Lizkor, but rather means Lahazikir, to mention. To mention the Kedushas HaShabbos. So that's Kiddush. The Gemara's Lashon is Achreyo Alayayin. So this led many Rishonim to believe that Kiddush Alayayin is deraisa. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that Kiddush Bidvorim is deraisa, and the Kiddush Alayayin, that you say Bracha Lakos, that enhances the significance of the Bracha. You drink a toast to the fact that we're reciting Kiddush. So that enhances it. That part is Midrabbanan. That's not Benatar. But there were Rishonim who read the Girsa and the Gemara in Nazir, that even though a Nazir is not permitted to drink wine, but Yayin of Kiddush and Avdoli is permitted to drink. But that's Yayin Shal Mitzah. Even though, let's say, if you make Kiddush, one person drinks the wine, the others, everybody's Yotzei. Even if you hold Kiddush ala Yayin is the Raisa, do you require each and every person should drink the wine? Probably not. There is such an opinion. There is the Sefer HaMichtam quotes his father, one of the Rishonim. He held that whoever doesn't drink the wine on Friday night is not Yotze. You're only Yotze. Whoever drinks the wine is Yotze. Whoever doesn't drink is not Yotze. Either Rashbam on Perek Arvid Psochem proves from the Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem. The Gemara in Erevin talks about the fact that on Yontif and on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, you say Sheech Yonim. The Simcha of the Yontif, you say Sheech Yonim. So the Gemara has a discussion. Strictly speaking, Sheech Yonim, Amra Afila Bashuk. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkos Rosh Hashanah, you can really say Sheech Yonim as you're walking in the street. You don't really, it's not an integral part of the Kiddush, because on Yom Kippur you say Sheech Yonim, not over a cup of wine. So the fact that we recite the Sheech Yonim at the conclusion of the Kiddush is to enhance the significance of the bracha. It's even a fancier bracha if you say halakos over the yayin. You drink a toast to that Sheech Yonim. But strictly speaking, just like on Yom Kippur, you say Sheech Yonim shelo ala yayin. So on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah also, you can really recite Sheech Yonim as you're walking in the street. So the Gemara asks, why don't we enhance the chashivas of the Sheech Yonim on Yom Kippur also? Say Sheech Yonim ala yayin and get. So the Gemara says you can't do that because I'm Mevarach Tzar Sheyitam. Somebody has to take a sip of the wine. You have to drink the whole cup. You drink a Melah Lugmav. You drink a little bit. Even if it's a gigantic cup, you don't have to drink Rav Kais. On Pesach night, is it then you have to drink Arba Kaisis. And Revius is the minimum size of the kos. But let's say you have a kos that has a few Revius in it, a gigantic kos. Then we assume you should drink. There are two opinions of Shulchan Aruch and we're Machmer. You should drink Rov HaKos, Ruba Kukulai. You don't drink a Rov Revius, you drink a Rov HaKos. But on when you say Kiddush, there is no din you have to drink the whole Kos and Ruba Kukulai. It's a din hamavatzah sheyitam. So teima is yoytze with malay lugmav. That's enough. So the Gemara says, if you'll recite shechiyanu halakos on leil yom kippur, you won't gain anything unless someone's going to drink the wine. So you can't drink the wine because the fact that you said shechiyanu means you already, even if it's mebod yom, even if it's not yet shkia, even if it's not yet bein hashmashus, but you can only recite shechiyanu on yom kippur. So we say shechiyanu early, so it means yom kippur kedushas hayom, yom kippur tosefes yom kippur. So then you can't sip the wine. So then the Gemara says, let's say shechiyanu over a cup of wine before the shkia, and then we'll give it to a child. The child who's not fasting. So the Gemara says, no, it's a bet chinuch. The child will grow up, and he may move to another community. And remember, the rabbi gave me the wine on Yom Kippur night to drink, and he won't understand that he was a cotton then, and now he's already bar mitzvah. He's not allowed to drink wine on Yom Kippur, so it's a bet chinuch, the Gemara says. So the Rashbam, on Arbe Tzachim, we have the Rashbam. Rashbam is Rashi's grandson. He was the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam. He learned with Rashi, so usually he always agrees with Rashi. Everything from Rashbam was approved by Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam was a little child when Rashi passed away, so he wasn't that close. He felt free to disagree with Rashi every so often. But the Rashbam, I don't think, ever disagrees with Rashi. He always quotes Rashi with big respect. So the Rashbam writes on Perek Arbe Pesachim that when you say Kiddush, the Gemara's Lashon HaMevarach Tzel Sheyitam, the one who recites the Kiddush has to sip a little bit of the wine. So he says that's not true. It's not Meduyak. You don't require that the one who said Kiddush. As long as some Jewish person takes a sip of the wine, even if you have a child, drink the wine. Just like the Gemara said Shechiyanu on Leil Yom Kippur, why not say Shechiyanu ala kos and give the wine to a child? And yet that would satisfy the requirement of HaMevarach Tzel Sheyitam. The only reason why we don't do it is because it's a bet chinuch. The child will grow up and he'll think that he's still allowed, even after bar mitzvah, he'll think that he's still allowed to drink the wine. So the Rashbam, that's the way it's assumed in the Shulchan Aruch. When one person says Kiddush, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes one opinion, HaMevarach Tzel Sheyitam, the Gaonim, where Rabbi Yippin Gaonim were before the days of the Rashi and Taisk, before the days of the Rishayim, so were the Gaonim. So the Gaonim were of the opinion that if the one who recites the Kiddush doesn't take a sip of the wine, no one's yotze. It has to be fulfilled literally. Where is this? Somewhere in this siman of Reish Ayin Aleph. So we quote the Shitas HaGaonim is that the one who recites the Kiddush has to sip the wine. We really don't wear machma for that. Why not? But Mikra Din, we really don't hold like that. We hold like this Rashbam, that as long as some Jewish person takes a sip of the wine, is considered Amroch Tzel Sheyitam. And you certainly don't require that all the people should drink the wine. One, if some Jewish person drinks the wine, that satisfies the requirement of Amroch Tzel Sheyitam. So this Sefer HaMichdom, one of the Rishonim, disagrees with the Rashbam. He says, no, there are two different kinds of a brocha lakos. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem on the base was discussing, why don't we say She'echiyonu Leil Yom Kippur al hakos? That'll be a bracha ala kos, like a brichas erusin you recite over a cup of wine. I was just at a bris the other day, so you say the bracha ashikidish, you did nebetan over a cup of wine. A bracha ala kos, you drink a toast. So the fact that you recite the bracha over a cup of wine enhances the chashivas of the bracha, like a toast. A toast to the queen, a toast to the president, a toast to the rabbi. But by kiddush, the drinking of the wine is a different din. We have discrepancies between Kiddush and Abdullah in both directions. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that if you don't have any wine, you can recite Kiddush over the chalas. If wine is too expensive, the Chafetz Chaim couldn't afford wine. And even people would give him wine, he didn't want to accept the gifts. He always used to say, his practice always was to say Kiddush over chalas. He was a very poor man. So you can recite Kiddush over Chalas, but you can't recite Havdalah over Chalas, only over wine. Then on the other hand, so that's a kula that Kiddush has that Havdalah doesn't have. Then on the other hand, the Gemara tells us that if you don't have wine for Havdalah, if you have Chamar Medina, if you have Chamar Medina, Chamra means wine. So if in this country, in this Medina means a big city, a metropolis. So if in this Medina they drink Abukovit Dikamashke, so you can say Havdalah Abukhamar Medina also. If wine is not available, if wine is available, you're not supposed to say Havdalah Abukhamar Medina. If wine is available, if wine is not available, then you can say Havdalah Abukhamar Medina. Rav Chaim Moshe would sometimes say Havdalah over a cup of hot tea, cup of burning hot tea. Rav Chana Vassman was a brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Moshe. Rav Chaim Moshe's first wife was the granddaughter of Rabbi Sol Salanta. And he corresponded with Rabbi Sol Salanta when he got engaged to his granddaughter. He corresponded, I don't think he lived to see the wedding though. And then his first wife passed away and he remarried. So his second wife was a sister-in-law of Rabbi Chana Vassman. They were married to two sisters. They married the two daughters of the rabbi from Shabbat. So the story goes, they have in the biography of Rabbi Chana Vassman, he once visited for Shabbos by his brother-in-law, Rab Chaim Moshe, and he came back to the yeshiva in Baranovich and he told the students a chiddush that he saw that Rab Chaim Moshe recited Havdalah over a cup of piping hot, burning hot tea. And then he started to drink the tea. It was too hot to drink. So he had to wait till it cooled down, and then he was able to drink it. So he asked them afterwards, why didn't he wait till it cooled down a little bit to say Havdalah? Why did he say Havdalah when the tea was burning hot? And then he had a pause after the Havdalah. He started to sip it and it was too hot. And then he had to wait and then he drank the rest later. Why didn't he pause a little bit? Wait 2 minutes before he said Havdalah. The Chaim Moshe said, no. The practice was when a guest would come, you would be mechabed him at that time in Vilna. You would mechabed the guest with a cup of tea. You wouldn't give the cup of tea to the guest when it's warm. You would give it to him when it's piping hot, when it's burning hot. So that's called Chamar Medina. You mechabed a guest with this mashke when it's burning hot. Then, in order to drink the revius, tokadeshias revius, in order to say bracha achreina, we're machma like the Rambam, you have to drink a revius, tokadeshias revius without any pause. So then he started to sip a little bit, and then he waited till it cooled down, and then he was able to drink more. But he said, if you'll wait to say Havdalah till it cools down a little bit, that is already ois chamar medina. It's only called chamar medina when it's burning hot. You would be mechabed a guest like that. In America, probably we're not mechabed a guest with a cup of hot tea. Whatever you mechabed a guest with, it can't be even if you mechabed a guest with water, that doesn't count. It can't be water. It has to be something better than water. Some were of the opinion that it's only some early achrenim. We're of the opinion it only constitutes chamar medina if it has some alcoholic content to it. If it's burning hot tea or something like that, a soda that doesn't have any alcohol at all, that doesn't constitute chamar medina. Well, why did they say it like that? Because the Gemara in Arbi Psochem tells a story that one of the chachamim was visiting in Bavel, and they gave him chamar medina, and he got really drunk. And he said, they gave him something to make Havdalah. He said, wow, this is real chamar medina. So you get you seem to get the impression because he got drunk from it. Because he got drunk. So that's why he said, this is the real McCoy, this is chamar medina. I remember when they were working on when I was in high school, so there was a group of people working on the Ksovim of the Ragachava. In Yeshiva University, there was a Machon Sofnes Panech that had a couple of European rabbonim. They only put out, I think, the Tzofnas Panech on Chumash. And then they put out, I think, on Sanhedrin, maybe Makkos, that's all. They didn't put out the rest. And now they still have these microfilms from years ago. They already disintegrated, so they're trying to restore them. They're still working on it now. So I remember when we were learning Sanhedrin, so Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that Dr. Belkin was telling him what's the latest in the Ksavim of the Ragachover. So the Ragachover, they were going to print it. The Ragachover said, even if you follow that opinion, that Chamar Medina has to be a Midi de Meshaker, milk is considered Midi de Meshaker, because the Gemara talks about a Kohen who does Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. If the Kohen, Yai Meshecha Al Teish Pevayach Malo Amoy, the Kohen is not allowed to drink wine before he does Avodah. If he's drunk, then it's an Avera. So what if he's a shika mishar mishakrim? What if he became a shika because he drank beer or he drank something else? So the Gemara gives an example. He became shikha from drinking milk. So you see that milk is a midah de mishaker. That's what Dr. Belkin told over to Rav Soloveitchik, that's what they told him, the Rabban told him, that they found this in the Ksavim of the Ragat Shavah.
Can we bring a riot from Yoel also?
Yeah, that milk is mishaker, right? So Rav Soloveitchik said, right, what happened by Yoel? He got drunk or he became drowsy. He fell asleep.
Put him to sleep. It didn't make
Put him to sleep. Oh, right. The Gemara says that you shouldn't drink warm milk on Erev Yom Kippur because it may put you to sleep. And when men are sleeping, sometimes it will cause them to become a Balkari. And the Kohen Gadol doesn't want to become a Balkari before Yom Kippur. He won't be able to do the Avodah. And we don't want to become a Balkari before Yom Kippur either. So the Gemara just tells you that milk, the Gemara says, he's a shikr misham mishakrim if he drinks milk. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, but again, to doing avodah in Beis HaMikdash, the definition of shikr maybe means that he's drowsy, that he's not 100% alert. He drank something that caused him to get drowsy. But when again, to this shita in the Achrayim that you need the mishaker, he thought that it certainly means it has alcoholic content, that you get drunk, not that you get drowsy. He didn't. Whenever he heard anything from the Ragat Shavah, they were ready before he ever heard it. In his family, they didn't go for the Ragat Shavah. Chaim used to learn with the Ragat Shavah as children. They learned by the Beis HaLevi. And apparently, they didn't get along as children. So then, even years later, they never helped from each other. I think they say the Ragat Shavah used to refer to Chaim as the Brisker Rav's son. He was the son of the Beis HaLevi. He didn't accept the fact that he was the Brisker Rav. That after the Beis HaLevi passed away, they appointed Rav Chaim as the Rav in Brisk. Is to refer to him as God the son, the Brisker Rav's son. Okay. So you have two discrepancies between Kiddush and Havdalah. On the one hand, Kiddush has a kula that Havdalah doesn't have, that you can make Kiddush over Chalas. Havdalah you can't say over Chalas. And on the other hand, Havdalah has a kula that Kiddush doesn't have, that Chamar Medina is acceptable for Havdalah whenever wine is not available. Then you can use Chamar Medina. A lot of people have the practice, they make Kiddush Shabbos morning over a cup of schnapps because they consider schnapps a Chamar Medina. So this is, even if it's correct, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva where someone asked him what constitutes Chamar Medina, so he has a whole tshuva. Then he writes in the last paragraph, what continent do you live on? Wherever wine is available, you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina. So you don't have wine. Knock on the next door neighbor's door, you'll get wine. I have 100 bottles of wine in the house. Whenever we used to have guests, a guest who would come for Shabbos, they would bring a bottle of wine. So we had a house full of wine. The last year we hadn't had any guests at all, so we used up some of the wine. Used up a bottle of wine every week. So used up 50 bottles of wine. Yontif used up more than 50 bottles of wine. Fine. But so that's where Moshe writes. How can you use Chamar Medina if wine is available? Years ago in Europe, they couldn't afford wine, and wine was not available. So then they had to settle for Chamar Medina. So how do you explain these two discrepancies? How come on the one hand, Kiddush is Mohammed and Havdalah, Chamar Medina is not acceptable on Friday night? Havdalah, okay. And on the other hand, Havdalah is Mohammed and Kiddush, that Challah, you cannot say Havdalah over Challah, and Kiddush you can't say over Challah. So the Sefer Chinuch writes a funny explanation on the mitzvah of Kiddush. He says you can only use Challah to make Kiddush over Challah if it's passes Chaviva Olav. He would enjoy the Challah more than he would enjoy the wine. But he says on Shabbos we'll be eating so much when it comes time for Havdalah, the challah is not going to be more chaviv than the wine. In principle, he's prepared to say Havdalah, Sefer HaChinuch, whoever wrote it, okay, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, he's prepared to accept that you can say Havdalah over challah also, but challah is only good for Kiddush if the rifta, the challah is chaviv, all of Yesem and Ayayim. But after eating so many meals on Shabbos, on Matzoy Shabbos, the wine is going to be more chaviv than the challah. But the Pashta says that's not the real reason. How do you explain these two discrepancies? Rav Soloveitchik used to have yahrzeit for his father every year on Gimel Shvat, and he always used to give a major shiur. Ruba de Ruba de Shiva San and Yoni Arachaim, Akidish and Abdullah, invention, and tzitzis and tefillin, these kind of things. I remember one year I was very young, it was before my bar mitzvah. My father took me a few times before my bar mitzvah to hear the Yahrzeit Rasha. So this is one of the early Yahrzeit Rashas for me. So he explained like this. There's a Mishnah in Brachas that if a lot of guests are invited to eat in my home, a sebu, if they're all eating the haseba in the days of the Tanaim, they would eat in a reclining position, lying down on the left side, like on Pesach night, the way we eat the haseba. So if hasebu, echa mevarach l'kulam, one can say hamoitzi, and mimoitzi everybody else. And the Gemara says this is only pas and yayin. By other, let's say they're having a party, they're drinking beer, they're having a beer party, or they're having a party, they're having ice cream, or they're having potato chips, or peanuts, or cracker jacks, they're having other nash, other snack, anything other than pasa yayin, so this din doesn't apply. The din is only by pasa yayin, that's called kviya suda. That's called achila bikvias. If you have a whole chabura, then you can have one person say hamoitzi to mimoitzi everybody, or have one person say bor piagofen to mimoitzi everybody. So in the days of the Tanaim, you had to have Haseba. If you have everybody sitting, but they're not reclining, then you can't be moitzi the other people. Each one is eating on his own, and everybody has to say his own bracha. Taisa says that bizman hazeh, nobody eats be Haseba. We find it so uncomfortable, even on Pesach night. It's a machlekes. Some of the Rishonim say you don't need Haseba bizman hazeh. It's annoying. So some say you don't need the whole Haseba bizman hazeh. We're machmet to require Haseba on Pesach night. But all year long, we don't eat be Haseba. So Taisa says that by us, as far as we're concerned, yeshiva didan ke haseba detu. By us, if the family is sitting down around the table, if everyone is sitting, then the one person that says bar piagofen, or the one person that says amotzi lachmanot, can be motzi everybody because they're eating bikvias. But if they're eating or drinking anything other than pasa yayin, they're having an ice cream party or beer party or peanuts and cracker jacks and everything else, potato chips, then the two versions in the Gemara, it's Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which version to accept. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Machlekes, where that means anything other than Pasa Yain, everyone has to say his own bracha. You can't be mitzi all the other people with the bracha. Or the other brachas are not so important, so one person can be mitzi the others even without yeshiva. Even if they're walking, they're not even sitting. You don't need haseba at all. But the Gemara singles out Pasa Yain are needed for kviya suda. So that's why this halacha, that echad moitzi as acherim, because the Ran on the Rif in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes a Yerushalmi that in Kol HaTorah Kula we have a din of Shemeh Ke'oina. I can read the Megillah and be moitzi you if you're paying attention. Shemeh Ke'oina, I can blow shofar, you'll be yotzi. I'll lay in Parsha Zoch and you'll be yotzi. Really, each and every person should lay in the Megillah himself, and each and every person should say his own Kiddush and Abdullah. But there's a din of Shemeh Ke'oina. So the Yerushalmi says that there are three cases where we don't permit Shemeh Ke'oina. One is Kriya Shema. You need Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. So you can't strain yourself to say your own Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You're relying on the other fellow. He's going to say Shema Yisrael, just going to sit there. Shemeh Ke'oina. So that's not proper. The Pashtus says, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is only a Chumrah Midrabban. Mikra Adin Deraisa, you say Shemeh Ke'oina on everything. But Midrabban, there are three areas where we don't allow Shemeh Ke'oina. So one is by Kriya Shema, because the whole idea of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. So the proper thing is that each person should be mekabel amach shemayim on his own. He shouldn't rely on Shemeh Ke'oina. The second area is by davening, by tefillah. If you have a chayla b'sach beischa, you need a parnasa, or you need a shidduch, you need something. You need a shidduch for your children or your grandchildren, whatever it is. So you should ask the Rabban Shalom in person. Don't rely on someone else. And let him say the tefillah, you'll say amen. You say the tefillah yourself. Shouldn't be lying.
Yes, I think you're on mute.
I am on mute. Hi.
No. Rebbe, you're not on mute. You're fine.
Okay. So again, the Ran and the Rif in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yerushalmi that there are three exceptions to the rule where we don't permit Shemeh Ke'oina. And the Pashtus is like the Mishnah Berurah said, it's only Midrabbanan. And I tell you, always say Shemeh Ke'oina. These svaras are midrabbanan. So one is by Kriyashma Abiram Pemit Shemeh Ka'oina. They say this from the Vilna Gaon, that in Masechus Megillah, there's a perek that starts off Hakoreis HaMegillah, in the singular Hakorei. And in Brachas, there's a Mishnah, Emes HaKoreinus HaShma, in the plural. How come by Megillah it says Korei in the singular, but Emes HaKoreinus HaShma, in the plural? So the Vilna Gaon made the comment, but it says in the Ritva also, Megillah. The Ritva has that comment. That by Kriyashma we don't allow Shemeh Ka'ina, so that's by Me'emus HaKorinus HaShma, each and every individual person has to say Shema himself. But HaKoris HaMegillah, by Megillah you do allow Shemeh Ka'ina. So the Balkari is reading the Megillah and everybody's listening. So that's why by Megillah it says it in the singular, HaKoris HaMegillah, Oymed V'Yoshev. And by Kriyashma it says Korim, everybody has to lay on their own. So again, so by Tefillah we don't allow Shemeh Ka'ina. Because Derech Eretz dictates, if you have a tzorech, you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. By Kabbalah Samach Shemaim also, Derech Eretz dictates, you should say, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim yourself, you shouldn't just sit back and be Yotze with Shemeh Ka'ina. The third exception to the rule is, brachas in connection with eating food. Did you ask, I had a sandwich for supper, so did I ask you to eat the sandwich for me? I ate the sandwich myself, so if I ate the sandwich myself, the Chavetz dictates, I should send my own bracha amoitzi in advance, and I should send my own brichas hamozen at the end. So we don't allow Shemeh Ka'ina by brichas hanenen, by hamoitzi, we don't allow Shemeh Ka'ina by the brichas hamozen. But we do it all the time on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Balabai says hamoitzi, and everybody's yotze with his hamoitzi. And Bezman HaGemar, when they would bench mezumen, one person would say the benching, and the others would just say amen. They wouldn't all bench along. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishayim that Bizman Hazeh, people don't always pay attention when someone else is talking. So they recommend that when you bench Mezumen and the Mezamen is going to say the whole benching, a recommendation should say along softly with the whole benching with the Mezamen. You may not pay attention, but Me'ikar Adin, Bizman HaGemar, that was not the practice. Practice was that the Mezamen would say the whole benching out loud and the other people would just listen and say Amen. So don't you see the famous that our practices, we do allow Shemeh Ka'ina, both by Hamoitzi and by the Bichas Hamozen. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. It's not based on Shemeh Ka'ina. It's not based on Shemeh Ka'ina. The Takanas Chachamim was, he should say Bichas Hanenin, if it's a whole Chabura, the whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one bracha. It's a Hamoitzi b'Chabura. The whole Chabura has to say one Hamoitzi. And when you bench Bichas Hamozen, b'mezuman, since they shlosh shochlu ka'achas, the whole chabur ate together, the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one bichas hamozen. It's not considered shemeh kohen as if each one said his own hamoitzi. No, it's considered it's one big chabur. So that's why they didn't require say sebu. You can only say hamoitzi. You can only bench mezumen. That mishnah it says echad moitzi echad mevorach avur kulam. So Tosis explained the mishnah goes both on hamoitzi and on benching mezumen. But both, you have to have Hesebu. If you only have Yoshvu, it doesn't apply. Abizman Hazeh, Yeshiva Didan, Gesebu too. When we eat around the same table, we're all sitting. So that's the best Siruf you can have. We're not going to eat Behesebu. Abizman Hazeh, nobody eats Behesebu. So that's Rav Soloveitchik explained. The reason why Kiddush can be recited over Pas and Havdalah not, Havdalah is a Broch Halakos. Havdalah is a bracha halakos, like by a bris, you say, a shikidish, you did mibetn over a cup of wine. Like by a chasin, you say, bichas erisin. Like shachyanu, on Yom Kippur, shachyanu on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tov, you say shachyanu, it's a bracha halakos. Kiddush halakos is a different story. Kiddush has to be b'mokum suda. The role of the kiddush, the purpose of the kiddush is to be kaveh the suda, l'shem suda Shabbos. So you kaveh the suda, suda Shabbos, by sandwiching it in between two things. You say Kiddush at the beginning of the meal, and you say Ritzeh in the benching at the end of the meal. And the Gemara says, if you bench on Shabbos and you forgot to say Ritzeh, or you bench on Yom Tov and you forgot to say Alavi Avai, so the Pashtus in the Gemara is that you yotze the benching, you just want not yotze the Suda Shabbos. Because to be kaveh the Suda, Suda Shabbos, we require the Kiddush in advance. Before you start, you should recite Kiddush. He's saying today Shabbos and this Suda is going to be a Suda Shabbos. Then you mention Ritzeh Yalaviyav at the end of the meal. So if one recites the benching and he forgot to say Ritzeh Yalaviyavai, he was Yotze the benching. He just wasn't Yotze the Suda Shabbos. So we should really require of him he should eat another meal. But he ate so much already. He's ready to platz, he ate so much food. So we are mekel, we allow him to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. He was yotzei benching already. We allow him to repeat the Birchas HaMazon a second time. And we don't say it's a bracha levatola. What are you saying, benching a second time? You ready with yotzei benching? We allow him to say that maybe the bracha levatola is only a din de rabbana. That's how the Balei HaTorah says, oh, bracha levatola is only the rabbana. So we allow him to recite the Birchas HaMazon a second time in order to be kaveh the suda as a suda Shabbos. So the only two things that constitute kviya suda achila bekviyas are yayin and pas. That's the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Gimel. That's what the Gemara says there. So Havdalah is not. There's no din of Havdalah b'makam suda. Havdalah is just a bracha lakos. So that's why pas is not acceptable. And since it's a din of bracha lakos, so if you don't have yayin available, chamar medina is also called a kos. But by kiddush, chamar medina is not acceptable. Because you want to be kaveh the suda, the shem suda Shabbos. So you have to have pas or yayin. Chamar medina is not the kviya suda. So that's the explanation why there were rishonim who held, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but you look in the statement of Hamichtam, he quotes his father was of the opinion that hamavarach tzarach sheyitam, when you say shachyanu on leil yom kippur ala yayin, or when you say birchas erusin under the chuppah, when you say a bracha by the bris hachi kiddush, you did nidbeten over a cup of wine, so even if a Jewish child drinks it, it's also called hamavarach tzarach sheyitam. As long as some Jewish person drinks maloy lugmav, it's good enough. But by kiddush, whoever doesn't drink is not yotze. Each and every person has to drink. The Rashbam proved this point that you don't need each and every person drinking. As long as a child drinks, it's good. He proved it from the brach of shachyanu malakos. In more Erev and Adaf Mem on the base, why don't you say shachyanu over a cup of wine leil yom kippur and give it to a katan? So the Michtam said, that's not a raya. That's a plain brach halakos. So as long as some Jewish person drinks in, it's fine. But as far as I'm going to tell sheitam by kiddush, the kiddush only relates to me if I drank the wine. So there was such a sheet. That sheet is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Sefer HaMichtam has such a sheet. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the sheet as HaGa'onim, that we read the Gemara literally, HaMavarech Tzorach Sheyitam, the one who says the kiddush, has to sip the wine. If he gives it to someone else, it's no good. We don't. So l'chatchila went machmer for that. The one who says the kiddush should sip the wine, maloy lugmav, you shouldn't give it to someone else. But mikra din, we really don't hold like that. As long as somebody took a sip of the wine.
Rav Schechter, if Shomei Ona doesn't work by tefillo, why do we need chazaras hashatz? What's the purpose of chazaras hashatz?
So Chazaras HaShatz wasn't what motivated the Chachamim to institute Chazaras HaShatz was that in the days of the Tanaim, they were Eina Bikim. They didn't know how to say the davening by heart, and it wasn't permissible. At that time, it wasn't allowed to write down the text of the Tefillah. That was considered writing down Torah Shebal Peh. At that time, it was also to write down the Mishnayos and the Gemara, not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. So the Nusach HaTefillah was considered part of the Torah Shema Pesach, it wasn't allowed to be written down. So what motivated them to make the Takana was that there were a lot of people who were in the Bikim. They didn't know the Hoshman Esri Barat. But once they made the Takana, so the nature of the Takana was that Chazaras HaShatz is a Tfila Satzibur. This is Rav Soloveitchik said this. But it's based on the Shulchan Gibborim. So the Gemara is printed on the side of the page in the Rif on the very end of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says there, the Shliach Tzibur davens, he says Chazaras HaShatz, he's moitzi the Am Shebasodas. They were farmers who live far away from the shul, and they never come to shul, and they don't know how to daven. So the Chazan is moitzi the farmers, even though they don't even come to shul. What do you mean? There's no Shemei Kohenah. If they don't even come to shul, there's no Shemei Kohenah. So the Shulti Yibarim says, just like there's a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, so too, there's a Tfilos HaYochid and a Tfilos HaTzibur. So the Tfilos HaYochid is when everybody davens Balachash. That's each Yochid davens. The Gemara recommends you should daven Tfilos HaYochid, Tfilos BitZibur. The Tfilos of Tfilos Balachash, you should have 10 people davening together, because you stand a better chance of having your prayers accepted if you daven tefillah b'tzibur. We see from the psukim in Tanakh, stand the bedrash, and the whole idea of davening is that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillah. So you stand a better chance of having the tefillah accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you daven b'tzibur. So that's why there's an inyan. It makes sense to daven b'tzibur. But when the Chazan repeats the Shemana Esrei, it's not just that the Chazan is saying the Shemana Esrei, tefillah sayochad out loud. No, it becomes a tefillah satzibur, like a korban tzibur. So the korban tzibur is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the Jews all over the world are yotzei with that korban tzibur. So the Chazan in Shul, when he says the Chazaras HaShatz, in a certain sense, he's mitzi am shabasar, he's mitzi even the people who don't come to Shul at all. Better is if you are in Shul and you're one of the minyan, you're part of the 10 people who are answering to the Chazan. You have to ask that in order to make it into a tefillah satzibur. When you daven tefillah balachash, that's tefillah hayachid, tefillah ditzibur. When you daven chazaras hashatz, it's a tefillah hatzibur. So that in a certain sense, even the people who don't come are also yotzei, like the korbanos tzibur that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Jews all over the world were yotzei. Better will be if you're listening and you're one of the 10 people that's listening, so you made it into the tefillah ditzibur. So again, what motivated the chachamim to make the takana was that there were people who will not be kiyum. But then the takana was that you have a tefillah satzibur. The Gemara tells us.
Don't we say that by kiddush and birchas hamotzi is more of a birchas hamitzvah than a birchas hananim? So you can be on mitzvahs, you can be motzi.
The Gemara says by kiddush, you say like that. Usually a birchas hamitzvah, let's say I already read the Megillah at the first minyan. Then they asked me to lay the Megillah at the second minyan, the third minyan. This year they're going to be a lot of minyanim because everybody has to be distanced from each other. So they can't have all the people sitting in shul so close to each other. So they're going to have many, many minyanim, one after the other. So let's say the Balkori who read by the first minyan is going to lay by the second minyan, by the third minyan. So the Gemara says he can even say the brachas on Mikra and Megillah, Shasan Nisim, Shachyanim. He can say the other brachas to be motzi the other people, even though he himself has yotzi everything. If I'm saying the brachas for myself and the other people, listen, that's Shemei Kaina. But if I already was yotzi and I said the bracha only for the other people, that's called yotza motzi. Even though I was yotzi, I can say the bracha a second time on behalf of the other people. So the Gemara says yotza motzi only works by birchas hamitzvah or by birchas shevach v'hodoyah. Also the Gemara has. The Ritva has a suffix. But the Birchas Shevach V'Hodoyah, whether you say Yotza Maitzi, let's say Shalos Anigai, Shalos Aniyav, Shalos Aniyisha, Pekei Chivrim, some of them are Birchas Shevach, some of them are Birchas V'Hodoyah. But those are not, that's not Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Ritva writes a suffix, what's the din, whether you say Yotza Maitzi, I'm Birchas Shevach V'Hodoyah. So the famous Gemara in the middle of Psochem, the Gemara says Rebbe would recite Bar Miri Ho'esh on his way home from Shul on Matzoy Shabbos. Then he would say, Boyer, many psalmim on his way home. Then when he came home, he would repeat the two brachas. Boyer, miyari, why should we repeat it? How did he repeat it? He was yotzei ready. So obviously he would repeat it for the Bnei Bayis, who hadn't yet recited Boyer, miyari, yesh. So you see that you allow yotza moitzi, even by bicha shevach maidor. The bracha, Boyer, many psalmim, is going to smell some more psalmim. So that's not a problem. Rebbe will smell, and the other listeners will also smell. But how does he repeat Boyer, miyari, yesh? You only say it once every week on Matzoy Shabbos. So the answer is, we allow Yotza Maitzi on Bicha Shabbos HaYidoya. Yeah. So the Gemara has a Shaila. What about, I already said Kiddush. And someone comes in late, and they don't know how to say Kiddush. Would you allow Yotza Maitzi on the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush? Or let's say on Pesach night, Amoitzi Lechem in Ha'aretz and Alachilas Matzah. It's on the bracha al achilas matzah, that's a bichas hamitzvah. So there we know the din is on a bichas hamitzvah. You say yotza moitzi, even though I was already yotzi, I can say the bracha for you if you need the help. You don't know how to say the bracha, I can say the bracha on your behalf. And Rashi explains why, because kol yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. So it's considered as if I'm still mechui b'davar. Kol zman, there's one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't yet hear tkiyah shofar. So I'm mechuyev to blow shofar again if it'll help him, if it'll help this one Jew be yotzei his mitzvah. So I can blow shofar again. I'm mechuyev to blow shofar in order to enable him to be Yotze the Mitzvah, it'll be Yotze Maitzis because it's considered Shemei Kainah, because that's still considered Mechuyi B'dor. So Gemara has a shayla, what about Ori Pri Agofen of Kiddush and every Shabbos, and what about Hamoitzi of Achilas Matzah? So the Gemara says there, we do allow Yotze Maitzis. Why is that? So that's what you're saying, because the Bar Pri Agofen of the Kiddush is treated like part of the Kiddush. And since on the Kiddush he says Yotze Maitzis, on the Bar Pri Agofen also. And the same thing on the Hamoitzi of Al-Achilas Matzah. Hamoitzi is considered, it's not a plain Bechus HaNenen. Hamoitzi on Achilas Matzah is considered like part of the Haggadah. So just like on the Haggadah you say Yotze Maitzi, so on the Hamoitzi Lech Menorahs of the Haggadah, you also say Yotze Maitzi. Yeah, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch, yeah. But on Hamoitzi on Shabbos, you don't say. Even though it's a mitzvah to eat Suda Shabbos, and Hamoitzi on Suda Shabbos, you don't say Yotze Maitzi. Only Hamoitzi that comes together with Achilas Matzah, the Bar Pri Agofen, that comes together with the Kiddush. Then you say Yotze Maitzi. I can say the bracha for the others, yeah? Yeah. Kiddush on Shabbos morning, that's the question. When I say Kiddush, all you have is the Bar Pri Agofen. There's nothing more. The meaning is that we recite psukim. Shomer b'nei Yisrael, so Shabbos, Ochus, Yom, Shabbos, Akacha, everybody has different psukim. Rav Soloveitchik said that he had two grandfathers. So his father's father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, just said Bar Pri Agofen. Because the Gemara said, that's all. The Gemara says, Kiddush Rabba, there's no more to say. He just said the Bar Pri Agofen, and that's it. He said his other grandfather used to say the Psukim. So he asked the other grandfather, but the grandfather Rav Chaim, the Zayde Rav Chaim, doesn't say the Psukim. Because the Gemara says, all you say, Kiddush Rabba, is a Loshen Tzagi, no, it's the long Kiddush. All you say is the Bar Pri Agofen. So his other grandfather, Abel Yeprushan, said, but it's printed in the Siddur. He says, whatever is printed in the Siddur. Even he knows Al Pidin, you don't have to say anything. So that's a question. Shabbos morning, if I say Kiddush and everybody's listening, and I'm the only one who drinks the wine, so it's only a Bar Pri Agofen, doesn't come together with any other bracha. So maybe the Bar Pri Agofen doesn't relate to the others unless they drink the part of the wine. If they don't drink any wine, so the Bar Pri Agofen does relate to them. Maybe they're not yet say anything. So that's what Rav Elbel Soloveitchik said. When he was single, Rav Elbel Soloveitchik suggested that, and his father, Rav Chaim, was makpid, he didn't like it. But they say that from that time on, Rav Chaim was makpid about that. He was careful that whenever he would be Yotzi Kiddush, but someone else on Shabbos morning, he would always take a sip of the wine. The Netziv has a commentary. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. In the last few years in Valozhin, they were the co-Rosh Yeshiva. The Netziv with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik until they closed the yeshiva. So the Netziv, when he was a teenager, wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. So he writes in his commentary that he thinks that's what it says in the Shiltas, that only those who drink the wine are Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze, because the Bar Pri Agofen doesn't relate to them. So that's on Shabbos morning. On Leil Shabbos, the Sefer HaMichtam has that Kiddush. Whoever doesn't drink the wine, it's not Yotze. It's not like any other bracha lakos. Here you need to drink the wine or eat the challah, otherwise you didn't do the kviya suda. The kviya suda is only by drinking the wine or eating the challah. And on Shabbos morning, there's more room to argue like that. Yeah. Shailas on Shabbos morning, let's say, I already said Kiddush. And someone comes in my home, a guest comes late, and he has to make Kiddush, and he doesn't know how to say Bar Pri Agofen. A rare case. A fellow doesn't know how to say Bar Pri Agofen. So you show him in a siddur. Let him say in English. What's so difficult? Say the Bar Pri Agofen in English. So the question is, if it will be Friday night, then the Gemara says, Yotze Moitzi, not only on the Kiddush can I say Kiddush for the other person, I could be Moitzi in with the Bar Pri Agofen of the Kiddush also. The Hamoitzi of Al-Achilas Matzah, the Bar Pri Agofen of the Kiddush, is treated like a Birchus HaMitzvah, and you say Yotze Moitzi. Even though I don't need the Kiddush, I already said Kiddush. I'm already holding in the middle of the meal. I'm saying Kiddush only for the other person, so I can be mitzvah to him even with the Bar Pri Agofen. What about Kiddush on Shabbos morning? So that's a machlokes in Rishonim on the Gemara. So Tosfos on the Gemara assumes a davar poshut, and there are more paskins in Shulchan Aruch like that. That not only Kiddush on Friday night, even Kiddush on Shabbos morning, that all Kiddush only consists of the Bar Pri Agofen. There's no more to the Kiddush. The meaning is they say Psukim, but that's not That's not really part of the Kiddush. The whole Kiddush only consists of the Bar Piyag Ofen. So still, you could be Moitzi, Yotza Moitzi. Even though I already said Bar Piyag Ofen, I'm in the middle of the meal. I'm drinking wine in the middle of the meal. I can say Bar Piyag Ofen for the other person. And when the Ramah quotes that, and the Dinim, when he writes about Kiddush on Shabbos morning, the Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes from the Ritva on Psochem who disagrees. The Ritva says, no, Kiddush on Shabbos morning is a plain Birchas HaNenin, and you can't say Yotza Moitzi. Kiddush on Friday night, the Bar Piyag Ofen comes along with the Kiddush, so I treat the Bar Piyag Ofen like Kiddush. So just like Yotza Moitzi and the Kiddush, you say Yotza Moitzi and the Bar Piyag Ofen. But Kiddush on Shabbos morning is a plain Birchas HaNenin. That's a fundamental machlokes between the Ritva and the Tosfos. So this, the Chumrah that the Rav Velvela Soloveitchik had, that they say Rav Chaim, after Rav Velvela developed the idea, Rav Chaim was upset why he said it, but then they say from that time on he would be careful about that. Whenever he heard someone else say Kiddush on Shabbos morning, he would always try to take a sip of the wine. So that's really based on this Ritva, that Kiddush on Shabbos morning is just a plain Bar Piyag Ofen Brichas HaNen. Whoever doesn't drink the wine, the bracha doesn't relate to them. How can it relate to them? It has no shaychus. There is no element of Kiddush in it. Anyway, so this is what we started from the Reish Ayin Aleph. So the mocker for Kiddush, the Araisa, is this Pasuk Zohar, Samah Shabbos, the Kacha Zohar. The Chazal understand it doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. Zohar means lahasker, mention the day of Shabbos to make it holy. Zohar Yom Shabbos likachoy. So the Ramban, ala Torah, and Parshas Yisro, and the Aseres Adibras, translates like that. He says, just like it says in Parshas Bahar, v'kidashtem v'shnasach ha'mishim shona, that the Bezdin HaGadol has to count, v'sefarta locha sheva shabbos shonim, sheva shonim, sheva pomim. Bezdin HaGadol counts every year. This is the first year of Shemitah. This is the seventh year, this is the first Shemitah, then this is the eighth year, this is one Shemitah and one year, and then until they get to the Yovel. Then it says, V'kidash the Mishnasach HaMishim Shana, the Bezna Gola should declare, Shana Zim V'kudeshes V'kudushas HaYovel. So just like this in Indian, the Bezna Gola should be Mekadesh V'kidash them, make an oral declaration to declare that Shnas HaYovel has Kedushas HaZman. So when we recite Kiddush on Shabbos, Shabbos is really Kviyah V'kaimah Misheshes Mei Bereshes. When the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, V'ayvarach Elokim HaSeyam HaShvei V'akadosh HaOseh, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mekadesh all the Shabbosim L'Asei Lovay. That's why on Shabbos the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim says, that's why on Shabbos say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim. Why? Because Shabbos is Kviyah V'kaimah Misheshes Mei Bereshes. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh all the Shabbosim directly. So you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh al Shabbos. But Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodashim, Hakodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Bnei Yisrael, and we in turn are Mekadesh the Yom Tovim. So the Ramban says that just like the Bez Nagol, the Kedash and Mishnasach Hamishim Shana, they declare Shana Zem Mekadesh is Bekdushas Hayayvel. So on Shabbos, the day is Kviyah V'Kaimah. The day has Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the day with Kedusha, but we want to add on Kedusha B'day Adam. We want to enhance the Kedusha, not to leave it only on the level of Kedusha B'day Shemayim, we want to make Kedusha B'day Adam. So our reciting of Kiddush is Mekadosh the day, not just a declaration, today is a holy day. We are hereby declaring the day as a holy day, by our reciting Kiddush, we are Mekadosh the day. So you read the first sif in Reish Ayin Aleph. So the Mechabes quoting Rishonim, so they say, Kishyava lebeisi yimaher lechol miyad. Some people, when you come home from shul on Friday night, so they carry on a whole conversation. Who was in shul, who had yahrzeit, what machlokes was there, what's the latest news, till they get to say Kiddush, takes a half an hour. So the Mechaber writes, you should say Kiddush the first thing. A lot of people say, Askinu sudosin, they say, Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim, and they're saying, Eishes Chayil. A lot of times, forget about talking the latest Lashon Hara and Shul. It takes 25 minutes till you say Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends you say Kiddush right away. You should hurry to say Kiddush, because you're being Mekadosh by reciting Kiddush. The Ramban writes on Parshas Yisro, on Zohar Shem Shabbos Chal, you are endowing the day with Kedusha. So the later you wait to recite the Kiddush, the less of the 24 hours will be endowed with the Kedusha B'nei Adam. Preferable is you should be Mekadosh as early as possible, like Sfiras HaOmer. Says like that also. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tosfos. Tosfos in Menachas, Daf Samavav, writes like that. That really, Bizman HaZeh, that the Tosfos understood in the Gemara, that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only B'derabbonim. Because you have to count Liyom HaBiyachem HaSoyim HaTnufa. So that's only Bizman She Beis HaMikdush HaYekai. Bizman She in Beis HaMikdush Kaim, so there's no Oymah HaTnufa. So the whole Sfiras HaOmer is only B'derabbonim. That's Tosfos Shita. The Rambam and many Goyim disagree. They hold that that was the beginning of the sugya. And then the Gemara at the end backs out the Menachas Daf Samachvav. But Tosfos learned the Gemara that they never backed out. The Gemara sticks to that idea that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh Rabban. That's why it's assumed in Shulchan Aruch. Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh Rabban. So Tosfos says, since it's only with the Rabbanon, so the din is Sfeika the Rabbanon Lekula. So you're permitted to count during Bein HaShemashes, and it's preferable to count during Bein HaShemashes. Preferable. You should, so the Ran in the end of Psochim, the last Ran in Psochim, the last Rif in Psochim, quotes some of the Dinam of Sfiras HaOmer. Because all the Dinam of Sfiras HaOmer appear in Menachas on Daf Samach Vav. The Rif didn't write anything on Menachas. So the Rif on the very last page in Psochim quotes a couple of lines from the Gemara in Menachas about Sfiras HaOmer. So the last Ran on the Rif in Psochim is all about Sfiras HaOmer. So the Ran quotes the Tosfos. It's been serious under the Mzanazez and the Rabbanon, so it's permissible Chatchila, the Count Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShemashes. So the Ran says, what are you talking about? Sveika the Rabbanon, the Kula, is an emergency Kula if you got stuck, but you don't set it up Chatchila like that. You count Sfiras HaOmer Chatchila Bein HaShemashes, that's not right. Better is not to get involved in a Sofik. So Tosfos explains why. Tosfos says, the earlier you count Sfiras HaOmer, the better it is, because it says Sheva Shabbos Tamimais. And the Gemara said Tamimais means you shouldn't count by Yom. If you count Sfiras HaOmer after Shachris every day, the 49 days, so the counting is only Chal, Mikanal Hapo, he's going to daven Shachris, then he's going to count Sfira. It's only going to include the next hours of the day till Shkia. You should count at night, so it'll include more of the 24 hours of the day. So that's what Tosfos says. Really, it would have been preferable. You should always count. Even if Sfiras HaOmer was deraisa, it would have been preferable if you counted Bein HaShemashes. But Sveika deraisa l'chumra. If you count Bein HaShemashes, it's a Sofi Yom Sofi Laila. So you're counting on the wrong day. But Bizman HaZeh, that Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanon, and b'dieved the din would be that Sveika the Rabbanon l'kula. If you would count Bein HaShemashes, you'd be, I'd say. So there's a tzarech gadol to count the Bein HaShemashes Bizman HaZeh. Because you want to get as much of the day included in the sphere as possible. So the Shulchan Aruch there, by Sfiras HaOmer, writes the same as over here. You should tell sphere as early as possible. You should count, you should recite Kiddush as early as possible. Because by your counting sphere, you convey the day as like Bayma. You convey the day as the 10th day of sphere, the first day of sphere, whatever. So you should include as much of the day as possible. And the same by Kiddush. When we recite Kiddush, we are adding Kedusha B'dei Adam to the Kedusha B'dei Shammai. We're enhancing the Kedusha Sayyim. You should recite the Kiddush as early as possible. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rambam doesn't seem to hold from either of these, not by the Kiddush and not by the Sfiras HaOmer. The Rambam understood that every day consists of two parts, Laila Vayom, Vahiyera Vahivoyker, Hayom Halachachara Laila. The Jewish days go from sundown to sundown. So if you'll count Sfira by Yom, so the Sfira is only Chal on the day part of the day. If you count Sfira by Laila, even if you count 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, the Sfira was Chal on the Laila and it's on the Yom. The whole unit of Laila is one unit. So even if you count at the end of the Laila, the Sfira was Chal on the Laila and on the Yom. The same thing by Kiddush. The Rambam never writes like this. You should recite Kiddush as early as possible. Just like by Sfira, never say you should sell Sfira as early as possible. But that this din in Shulchan Aruch is based on that idea that Tosfos said. That Bizman HaZeh, it would have been preferable to count Bein HaShemashes because Sfira said Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. Sveika the Rabbanon L'kulis. If b'dieved, you'll count the Bein HaShemashes, you'll be Yotzei. So that's why we would recommend it L'chatchila. Because you'll gain more of the 24 hours will be included in the Sfira Sa'im. We don't paskin like that day, so we paskin like the Ran. But this idea in Shulchan Aruch, both here and by Sfiras HaOmer, is based on that basis.
Rabbi, with Kiddush HaChodesh or whatever, isn't it always retroactive? That was the hold of our Torah that the Rav gave when it came to forgetting Yalav Yavo. So why wouldn't it be also by Sfiras Ha'omen, by Kiddush Shabbos going, whatever Yom HaKadosh goes from the very beginning?
Okay, maybe that's what the Rambam holds. But the Rambam also agrees that preferable, the Gemara says, Tamimah is only, it's only called Tamimah if you count by Laila. If you count by Yom, so it's retroactive to the beginning of the Yom. But the Laila was not included in the Sfiras Ha'omen. When Bezdin makes it Rosh Chodesh a minute before the Shkia, so the whole 24 hours becomes Rosh Chodesh Milah Mafreya, because I treat the whole day as one big unit. So if they said, let's say the Shkia is 5:25, and they declared Rosh Chodesh at 5:20, so it becomes Rosh Chodesh as of Milah Mafreya, as of last night, Laila. But over here, you should count by Laila. If you count by Yom, the Laila was not included. So that's why Kiddush should be recited by Laila, not necessarily B'tchilas by Laila, and Sfiras Ha'omen should be by Laila, to have both Yom and Laila included in the sphere. It's a good question. Why don't you say, treat the whole day, Laila v'Yom is one unit? I don't know. It's a good question.
Rebbe, why doesn't Tosfos worry about taking away a bit of Sfira from the previous day, when it's one, when he wants us to start counting early?
You're not taking away. You counted yesterday. You counted Sfira yesterday. So the whole day is Sfira. Okay. What's wrong? I want to make as much of this day included in the Sfira as possible. They say Rav Chaim Balin, who is the son of the Netziv, the oldest son. The Netziv had two wives. So the first wife of the Netziv passed away. And then the second wife, he married his niece, who was much younger than him. So from the first marriage, he had one son from the first marriage, one son from the second marriage. So Rav Chaim Balin was from the first marriage, and Rav Meir Bar Ilan was from the second marriage. So Rav Chaim Balin had that opinion, that during Sfiras Ha'omer period, it's not proper to be Mekabel Shabbos early, because you've got to be Mekabel Shabbos early, you're taking away from Friday Sfiras Ha'omer. You want that Friday should be the 10th day of Sfira, then you chopped off the last hour of Friday, that it belongs to tomorrow. So we haven't accepted his opinion. During the Sfira Simon period, we don't count Sfira early, but we are Mekabel Shabbos early. Just as Mekabel Shabbos, it takes away from yesterday. So yesterday doesn't have 24 hours, it only has 22 hours. It doesn't take away. It's a Sfira Chumra. It's a difficult Chumra. Yeah, we have we spoke a little bit already that the Gemara says Rav Tzodi Shal Shabbos Be'erv Shabbos, the Gemara Brochas and Dav Chav Zayin, that Rav Abi Makabel Shabbos early before the Shki after Plaga Mincha, because the Machlekes are viewed in the Rabbana, when is this Zman Meirah? So Rav Yudah says this Zman Mincha is only up until Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So you can only daven Mincha up until Plaga Mincha. And after Plaga Mincha, the last hour and a quarter, it's already time to daven Ma'ariv. So even though we don't follow Reb Yudah's opinion all year long, we daven Mincha after the Plaga Mincha. We daven Mincha as long as it's before the Shki, it's still daven Mincha. But for the purpose of being Moisim, Mechol Al HaKadosh, so we allow one to follow Reb Yudah. The Gemara says that whenever Machriya, on this machlok, it should have been Yochai Rab Malachi Kerabim. Should be that we don't pass like Reb Yudah. But apparently they thought Mestabra time of the Reb Yudah, they thought it made good sense, but Reb Yudah said that the Zman HaMincha should be up, at Plaga Mincha, the Zman HaMarev should begin. So that's why, for the purpose of being Moshe Mechol Al HaKadosh, they allow you to follow Reb Yudah's opinion. So the Shaila is, are you Yotze Kriyashma? If you daven Marev after Plaga Mincha, can you be Yotze Kriya Shema then also? So Tosfos says yes, according to Reb Yudah. Dovid Kamar Rabbit. If you hold like Reb Yudah, you can be Yotze Kriya Shema then as well. So that poses a problem, because what does it mean, Dovid Kamar Rabbit? They were never Machriya in Halacha. So since davening is only the Rabbanon, so we call it Tzveka the Rabbanon Mekula. It really shouldn't have been a Tzveka the Rabbanon. It should have been Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Kerabim. A pasuk in Parshas Mishpat, in this week's Sedra, it says, Acharabim Lahatas, you should follow the majority opinion. So here we said Mistar b'Taima d'Rav Yehuda, so we treat it as if it were a machlekes shokul, shkulim. And we say David Kemara with David Kemara. So that's only with respect to davening, because davening is the Rabbanon, so you can say Sveika the Rabbanon lekula. Usually when you have Yochid v'Rabim, it's not called the Sveika the Rabbanon. It's not a Sofik HaShokul. But here, apparently, Mistar b'Taima d'Rav Yehuda, so we treat it as if it were, as if it had been a Sofik HaShokul. So you can say David Kemar Rabbi, David Kemar Rabbi, and I'm davening, but I Kriya Shema. The Hora Kriya Shema is their Isa. So how can Taisa say you can be able to Kriya Shema like Rabbi Yehuda, David Kemar Rabbi? So that's what the first, and when you have the big Mishnayas, to have on the side of the page, to have Taisa's Rabbi Kiveger on Mishnayas. A lot of times he has comments that he doesn't have on the Gemara. He only has these comments on the on the side of the Mishnayos. A lot of them are very powerful comments. So on that opening Tosfos in Brochas, he quotes the Pichodesh, points that out. That from Tosfos, it would appear that Shagasari has this, after the Pichodesh, Shagasari is way later, so they point out, Tosfos apparently holds that Kriya Shema Lav Der Isa, the obligation to recite Kriya Shema, Davke Shema, Vayam Shemaya, it's a sugi in Brochas, and it's a shaila how we paskin. So the Rama paskins Kriya Shema Deraisa. So according to the Rama, you wouldn't say David Kemar Rabbi, David Kemar Rabbi with respect to Kriya Shema. You'd only say with respect to davening Mincha Meirat, David Kemar Rabbi, because davening is only Midr Rabbanah. Davening Mincha Meirat is the Rabbanah. But if Kriya Shema Deraisa, you can't say Sveika Rabbanah Lakul. It's a Din Deraisa. Taisus apparently thinks this first Taisus in Brochas and other Taisus in his sight also. Taisus seems to hold that Kriya Shema is Lab Deraisa. So we are Mekel in the summertime. A lot of shuls that Mekel, they have an early minion. They daven Myrav early. And then you come home. And then there's a din in the Gemara. You're not allowed to eat before you say Kriya Shema. So we are Machmir, like the Rosh. The Rosh says, Rebuta's opinion. The Gemara said, David Kemar Rabbi, David Kemar Rabbi, Rav told the Shal Shabbos, Barav Shabbos. He didn't say Kriya Shema with the brachas. He only said Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Yehuda never said you can say Kriya Shema. B'shach b'cha. People are going to sleep an hour and a quarter before the sun sets. No one's going to sleep then. The babies are going to sleep. The adults are not going to sleep then. So the Rosh disagrees with Tosfos. So we are Machmir, that you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema if you dab Marav early after Plag HaMincha. We insist you have to say over the Parshas of Shema after Tzeisav Kachavim. Oh, so if you have to say over, so when you come home from davening in shul, so it's a shaila, are you allowed to make kiddush and start eating? The Gemara has a din, you're not allowed to start eating a meal within samach lizman Kriya Shema. Samach means within a half an hour. So usually when you come home, it's already after the shkia. It's not yet Tzeisav Kachavim, but it's a few minutes after the shkia. And it usually will be within a half hour before Tzeisav Kachavim. So how are you allowed to make kiddush and start eating the meal? You're going to say Kriya Shema later in the middle of the meal. You're going to stop and say Kriya Shema. Or after benching, you're going to say Kriya Shema. How is that acceptable? You're not allowed to start eating Samach Lizman Kriya Shema within a half an hour before. So the Beis Yosef explains, he said, that prohibition, that din, that you're not allowed to eat before you say Kriya Shema, that din is only Midrabbanan. So with respect to that din, we rely on Tosfos, who said that you are Yotzei Kriya Shema when you daven Meirav, when the sun was still shining. We followed, but again, to a din derabbanan with Mekel, that you're allowed to eat before Kriya Shema, because we said you are Yotzei Kriya Shema already, when you daven the shul after Plag HaMincha. But with respect to din Yotzei the Kriya Shema, then with Machmah, that's already a Shaila Deraisa. The Rosh Tainas are Kriya Shema Deraisa. You can't say David Kemar Rabbi, David Kemar Rabbi. So with respect to actually being Yotzei the Kriya Shema, we are going to be Machmir, we're going to repeat the Kriya Shema after Tzeisav Kachavim. But with respect to the Issa the Rabbanan, not the Eve, the Samach Lizman Kriya Shema, so that would make all to rely on the first Tzeisav and Brachas that we were Yotzei Kriya Shema when we daven in the Shul. Yeah, here in Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Bei, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes, we usually have a cloud that women are not mechuyev to observe mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. But we have a few exceptions to the rule. The Rambam writes in one place that there are more exceptions to the rule than are mitzvahs that fall under the rule. What are the examples of mitzvah saseh shahazman grama that women are potter? So you have tzitzis and tefillin and lulav and shofar and sukkah. What more do you have? I don't know. Five mitzvahs so far. Five mitzvahs that women are part of because in the mitzvahs are say shazman grama. But then you have exceptions to the rule. The one exception to the rule that's a mitzvah say shazman grama women are mechui. The one exception is kiddush. The Gemara said kiddush is an exception. The other exception, the Chumash said before, is hakel. Every 7 years, I'm halamoid sukkahs following shnas hashmita. Vokal Yisrael leirois. When all the Jews come to Be'er leregel and chagas sukkahs, so you have to lay in hakel hanashim hanashim ataf. So the women are mechuyev. What's another exception? Matzah. The Gemara says matzah is an exception to the rule. Korban Pesach is machlekes. I think we pass in noshim ha-mechuyev. It's machlekes. The Gemara when noshim berishin chayva or noshim berishin reshus and Pesach rishon that the women participate in Korban Pesach is that a chayva, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah seser shas mangrama, or is it a reshus? Then Simchas Yontov is machlekes in the Gemara. Samachta ata. The Almana is a woman, and Beisecha is a woman, and Bincha Bitecha, they're all women. So one Amara holds in the first paragraph of Chagiga. It's Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivin in Hilchas Chagiga, whether women are Mchuyim and Simchas Yontif, or no, maybe Baila Mesamcha, maybe. That's the way the husband fulfills his mitzvah of simcha by offering the wife basa v'yayin, by offering the almona in the neighborhood basa v'yayin. But maybe the wife and the almona are not mechuyev. Just the husband cannot be yotze his simcha, just can he eat and drink and make merry that simcha's hakeres. He has to offer basa v'yayin to all the people in the neighborhood, to his wife, his daughters, to the almonas, but they're not mechuyev to him. So that's a machlekes. So the Rambam writes in one place that there are more mitzvahs that are exceptions to the rule than there are mitzvahs that fall under the rule. That the mitzvah says the shazban grama, the nashim apotim. So this is one of the exceptions to the rule. How did they figure this one out? That women are mechuyev in kiddush. So the Gemara says that there's a discrepancy between the text of the Aseres Hadibros as it appears in Parshas Yisro and as it appears in Parshas Veschanan. And the only discrepancy that the Gemara is worried about is Zacha B'Shamar. So that's, we mentioned the Ibn Ezra on Parshas Yisro, he asks, there are other discrepancies. Why were the Tanoim only concerned about Zacha B'Shamar? What about all the other discrepancies? So the Ramban has a very fascinating suggestion there on Parshas Yisro. Ramban says, when the Chumash quotes what somebody said, it's not necessarily a direct verbatim quotation, word for word, what the person said. So when the Torah tells you the text of the Aseres Hadibros, it could be that it's not the text in Yisro and it's not the text in Boaz Chanan. The Chumash only gives you the gist of what it said. So the gist is the same. The first Nusach, the second Nusach, they're both the same, except for Zacha B'Shamar. It could be that the text didn't say what it said. It could be it's a third text, but this is the gist of what it said. But Zacha B'Shamar, that's a clear-cut contradiction. But Zachar is a mitzvah says, and Shama means in Shama Pen Miala is a loy sesi. And he says, and Esse and loy sesi are very different. All the mitzvah sesi flow from Avas Hashem, and all the lavim flow from Yiras Hashem. So they're two different things. So which was it? Was it a mitzvah sesi or was it a mitzvah loy sesi? So that's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both simultaneously. Zachar v'shama b'dibrecha nemru. Mashein ha-pei yechol le-dabra v'lo ha-oizen yechol le-shmoy. So that's like a hekesh. A hekesh is if you have two dinim in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. So you have, here you have two dinim not in the same pasuk, two dinim proclaimed simultaneously. Not one dinim the first half of the pasuk, one dinim in the second half. The two dinim, the esse and the lois esse, were proclaimed the basachas. So I certainly treat that like a hekesh. So what do you learn from the hekesh? Kol sheyeshnem b'shamar, yeshnem b'zachar. So since the women are mozer and shamar, is that a lois esse shazman grama? Lois esse shazman grama, the noshem ha-mechuyev to observe. So even zachar, which is kiddush, that's the mitzvah esse shazman grama, that's an exception to the rule. And women are mechuyev in kiddush. So there's a run on the Rif in Masech HaShabbos, the 24th Prokim, on Masech HaShabbos, Perek, called Kislei. So the Gemara talks there about Shalashudis and about Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah, Zecha Lamon, that Lech Mishnah, double portion came down on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos Shabbos is also Zech Alamon. Hayom, 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 it says three times. Ichlu Hayom, Kin Shabbos Hayom, Lashem Hayom, Zan Simtzu, Basode. So the three Hayoms are a reference to eating Shabbos Shabbos on Shabbos. Fine. So the Ran quotes the Rabbinatam that even though Shabbos Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah are also mitzvah says the Shazman Grama, women are mechuyev, because Afin Hay Biasa Nes, the Nes of the man related to the women equally, just like to the men, it related to the women. The Ran agrees with the Rabbinatam that women are mechuyev in Shabbos Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah, but he disagrees with his reasoning. He says, why did the Rabbinatam say that Afan Hay Biasa Nes? He should have said a different reason. That Zohar B'Shama B'Dibarech Anem Kol Sheyeshtem B'Shama Yeshtem B'Zohar. That is one package deal. So the Ran understood this din. Zohar B'Shama B'Dibarech Anem means that it's one Kedusha Sayyim that's either relevant to you or not relevant. So since the Kedusha Sayyim is relevant to the women with respect to the Loisesei, because the Loisesei Shazavan Grama, women are Mechuyev, so the Kedusha Sayyim, it's the same Kedusha Sayyim that's Asas B'Meloche, that's Mechayv in Kiddush, and Mechayv in Shalosh Turis, and Mechayv in Lechem Mishnah. Kiddush is Menat Torah, Shalosh Turis, Lechem Mishnah is Medirabbanan, according to most of the poskim. But it's one big Kedusha Sayyim. So that's why the Ran Tain is, the Rabbinatam should have said, Afen Hay Beis Anes. He should have said, Kol Sheyesh Nemesham, Yesh Nemezoch. Why didn't the Rabbinatam say Takedet explanation? So it could be the Rabbinatam held that it doesn't mean that. Maybe it doesn't mean that it's one Kedusha Sayyam that's Mechayv and everything. Maybe what it means is that the reciting of Kiddush is connected with Isa Malacha. Maybe it's a specific Hekesh relationship, a connection between Kiddush and Isa Malacha. Take, for example, during this month of Tosefta Shabbos, there's an Isa Malacha. If a person is Maisip and Choylal HaKodesh, and then the Gemara has a Shaila. Rav told Ishal Shabbos, Berav Shabbos, he was Mekabel Tosefta Shabbos, can he say Kiddush or not? The Gemara says, yes, he can say Kiddush. Can you be Yotze Shalashudis Bisman Tosefta Shabbos? Let's say, you make Kiddush when the sun is still shining. On Friday afternoon, you Mekabel Shabbos, Dav Meirev, then you make Kiddush and the sun is still shining. What if you finish, then you ain't Kiddush Alam Malkam Sudas, you have to wash and start eating right away. Can you finish the whole meal with Bo Yom? So that's 2 days in Teisrus and the beginning of Arvin Psochem. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Udis, the Suda Rishani, during this month of Tosefos? Or let's say the first night of Sukkos. Can you say a brocha leishiv basukkah if you mekabel Sukkos early? Is there a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah? The mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah is all the 7 days of Sukkos, not just the first night. Is there a mitzvah of, can you fulfill a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah during this month of Tosefos Sukkos? So the Ramah says you shouldn't say Kiddush early on Leil Sukkos, because you got to say Leishav HaSukkah. You can't say Leishav HaSukkah until Tzeis HaKachov. So they quote Rab Chaim asks, why not? If you're talking about the mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, you have to eat a Kazayis Pas, Laila Harishan. So you learn Gezeirah Shavah HaMishasar, a connection between Pesach night and Sukkos night. At Pesach night it says, by Erev Tochel Matzahs, you can't be Yotzei Matzah during this man of Tosefos. Liochlan Sabasa Balayla Azeh, you can't be Yotzei Korban Pesach during this man of Tosefos. Only Balayla. So then you say, Zerushalach HaMishasah HaMishasah, linking together the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach, so you can't be Yotzei this special mitzvah of Achila B'Sukkah during this man of Tosefos. But there's a mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, all 7 days of Sukkot. The first night is a special mitzvah, but the rest of Sukkot, you also say Leishav HaSukkah. So why does the Ramah so touchy? He says he can't say Kiddush during this man of Tosefos because he can't say Leishav HaSukkah. Why can't you say Leishav HaSukkah? It won't be, they won't, he can't fulfill a mitzvah of Achilas Kazayis Laila Harishan before Laila. Just like Pesach night, he can't fulfill a mitzvah Matzah before Tzeis HaKachavim, but he can still say Leishav HaSukkah. So that's what the later Gedolim say, the Teres Rav Chaim's Kasha is, the Ramah is choshish for that opinion, that you can't fulfill any mitzvahs during this man of Tosefos, only Kiddush. The other mitzvahs Hayom you can't fulfill during this man of Tosefos. Why? Because Kiddush is Zoch B'Shama B'Di Berech HaNemru, Kiddush is linked up with Isa Malacha. It's like the Ramam says, you want to have a shvisa hanikeres. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, he raises a question: what motivated the Chachamim to institute the din of mukta? Why do they have to institute? What's the need for the din of mukta? So the Rambam gives a funny explanation. The Ravid says, I don't know, my Gemara says a different explanation. The Ravid quotes the Gemara. It's a gzeira shem lo yotzi. We're afraid if you'll allow people to handle things in the house, they may carry into the street. But the Rambam doesn't say that. So the Rambam says there are some people who are retired in an old age home. They never wash their clothing. They never cook their food. They don't make their beds. They don't write letters to anybody. They don't turn on the television. They don't do any malachas all week long. They don't lift a finger to do chayrushkar, zareya, koitz, adosh. They don't do any malachas. So they don't do malachas all week long. And the Torah wants that it should be a shvisa anikeris. It should be noticeable. It should be conspicuous that Yeshev is ben malacha because it's a holy day. So maybe that's the reason why the Torah requires you should say Kiddush. He's saying today's a holy day, that's why we're not going to do any malacha. So maybe that's how the Rabbi Natam understood. You can't say Zach v'shamer b'dibur echad nemru. Zach v'shamer, say the Ran understood Zach v'shamer b'dibur echad nemru means all the mitzvahs of Shabbos are a package deal. Either the Kiddushas Hayim is relevant for you or it's not relevant. So since vis-a-vis the women, they have to observe the Issa Malacha, Kol Sheyesh Demeshamar, so they have to observe everything that the day is Machayv, even the Mitzvah Tzase, even the Kiddush, and even the Shalashudas, and even the Lecha Mishnah, everything applies to the women. Could be the Rabbi Natam didn't understand like that. It's not a word that it's one Kedusha Sayyam, that's Machayv and everything, neither it's relevant for you, it's not relevant. But the Rabbi Natam understood Zach V'Shamar means that there's a close connection between Issa Malacha and reciting Kiddush. The role of the Kiddush is to demonstrate that it should be a Shvisa Hanikeres. So maybe that's the explanation why the Rabbi Natan could be also, the only mitzvah you can fulfill during this man of Tosefet Shabbos, Mabo Yom, before the Shkia, is the mitzvah of Kiddush. All the other mitzvahs are Yom you can't fulfill. So that's why you can't say Leishet Basuka. There's no mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah during this month of Tosefes, it can't be Moshe Mechayel Al HaKadosh for Shai Mitzvahs, only for the purpose of Kiddush and for the purpose of Issa Malacha, that's all. So that's a big machloikas. I think we mentioned that Rabbi Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. Shlomo Kluger lived in Galicia, and many Hasidim in Galicia, so the common practice by the Hasidim is that the women don't have Shalashudas. And the women don't have Lecha Mishnah. The husband is saying Hamoitzi over Lecha Mishnah. The wife is in the kitchen. Then the wife comes to the table. The husband already said Hamoitzi. She says Hamoitzi on a slice of challah. So she's not Yotzi Lecha Mishnah. Maybe she says Amen before she washes Netilas Adayim in the Kiddush. But many Hasidim, they don't wait for the wife to come to the table. So Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. How come the women, many women, don't observe Shalashudas and many women don't, they're not Yotzi Lecha Mishnah? So he says, well, it's a machlokes, the Ran and the Rabbi Natan. So the Ran disagrees with the Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Ran. So each one shoots his other down, so you're left with nothing. So since each one disagrees with one, you're left with nothing. So Chacham Avaida says, what do you mean you're left with nothing? But they said exactly the same. They both said that women are mechuyev and shalashudas and lecha mishnah. Just gave two different explanations. So how do you say that each one shot down the other one's explanation? You're left with nothing, but the psak halacha was the same. But how did he wave a magic wand and he did away with the whole din? They both agreed to the din that women are mechuyev and shalashudas and lecha mishnah. So that's more correct is that the women should be careful about the shalashudas and the lecha mishnah. Here at the beginning of the siman, there's a famous comment from the Dogel Mervava, the Nadi Yehuda's comments. Did we discuss it? I don't remember already. Dogel Mervava. Here's the kasha. We paskin that the Kiddush B'dvarim is the Raisa. Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanim. So the husband davened in Shul. So many paskim hold. The husband was Yotzi. Kiddush the Raisa. Kiddush B'tfila. Kiddush B'dvarim is Kiddush B'tfila. You Yotzi the Kiddush the Raisa. So the Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanim. So the husband is no longer Mechuyev on the level of the Raisa. He's already Yotza. The wife, a lot of times, didn't daven Ma'ariv. Wife didn't have Marif on Leil Shabbos. More correct is the women should have Marif, because Marif on Friday night and Marif on Mitzvah Shabbos is not only are you mechuyev mitam ma'ariv, you're mechuyev mitam kiddush and abdala. So even if you say that the Mishnah Berurah says that women are not mechuyev to dab ma'ariv, because since tefillas are reshus, so the men are only mechuyev because kvar she'av yareh alayu chayva. But the women have not accepted it, so the women are not mechuyev to dab ma'ariv. So even if you say Rav Soloveitchik wasn't so keen about that Mishnah Berurah, he thought that it should not be followed. He thought that the women should daven Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv, they should daven Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't think that was correct, that you should patur the women from davening Ma'ariv. They don't say, they're not mechuyev to say Birchas Kriyishma, but they should say the Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. But even if you hold like that, like the Mishnah Berurah, that women don't have to daven Ma'ariv, but Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos and Ma'ariv on Matzoy Shabbos, you mechuyev mitam kiddush v'avdala. They were masakin to say Abdullah betfilo Abdullah alakos. They were masakin to say kiddush betfilo kiddush alakos. So that's really not correct. Even the women who don't daven ma'ariv all week long, they should really daven ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos. That's a side point. So here the Dogen Mavada says the common practice is the women don't daven ma'ariv. The husband comes home, so he's going to say kiddush. He's only believing Kiddush mit the Rabbanah. Now, he was already Yotze Kiddush Daraisa. His wife wasn't yet Yotze Kiddush Daraisa. So how can he say Kiddush to be Yotze the wife? She's Mechuyib min HaTorah, he's only Mechuyib mit the Rabbanah. So the answer is Yotze Moitze. What's the problem? That's always the din, Yotze Moitze. So Yotze Moitze, though, Rashi says, is based on Orvus, Kosol HaRed Mzebuzeh. And there's a funny Taisus and a Rosh in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches. There's a Taisus. But Tais is right, there's no din of arvus by women. So if no din of arvus by women, so how can a husband be moitzi the wife when he says the Kiddush? He's only mechuyev b'davar mid the Rabbanah to say Kiddush now. He was already yotzi Kiddush d'oraisa. And she didn't hear it, she wasn't yotzi Kiddush on the level of d'oraisa yet. So Rabbi Kiveger, the Dogma of Avah was written by the Nadi Behudas. Rabbi Kiveger lived later. Nadi Behudas lived in the 1700s. Rabbi Kiveger lived in the early 1800s. So Rabbi Kiveger comes to answer the taina of the Dogma of Avah. So he says, come on, when the husband comes home, he says good Shabbos to his wife. So she answers good Shabbos. So he says, when she says good Shabbos, the wife is Yotze Kiddush Daraisa, because she just said today is Shabbos. Once you say today is Shabbos, you're Yotze Kiddush Daraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik used the taina against this Rabbi Kiveger, what the Mishnah Berurah taina is here. So long be halacha. You say good Shabbos, you yotze kiddush deraisa. The Rambam says you only yotze kiddush deraisa if you say shevach hayom. You say what? How significant the day is? The kedushas hayom. Just to say good Shabbos, have a good Shabbos to recognize that the day is Shabbos. That's not enough. You have to say the shevach hayom. You have to say yom ze mechubad or menucha v'simcha kol mekadoshmi. You have to say something about the significance of Shabbos. That's Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, but some return him right, that they're reciting many of the Zmiris on Shabbos, most of the Zmiris on Shabbos, speak about the Shevach Hayom, about the uniqueness and the special features that Shabbos has, that is different from all the other days of the week. So reciting the Zmiris on Shabbos, reciting and singing the Zmiris on Shabbos, is in a certain sense an enhancement of the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Kiddush requires, the Rambam writes, both. The Rambam writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Torah that the mitzvah of Kiddush is only fulfilled if you speak about the uniqueness of the day, Shevach Hayom and the Yichud Hayom. You have to speak about how unique it is, Yom Zemehuba. So reciting the Zmiris, most of the Zmiris that you say on Shabbos, speak about the uniqueness of the day. So that's the Shaila. How can a husband be Moitzeh the wife if Yotze Moitzeh is based on Orvis? There's no Orvis for women. So Zama, so Rabbi Kiveger has a suggestion. He says, well, he gave one suggestion. The wife says, good Shabbos, and she gets a Kiddush Daraisa. That's a difficult suggestion. Then he has another suggestion, that maybe when you say there's no Orvis for women, it means Faker. Women are not Areven for men. That's the case that Tosfos is talking about. Women are not Areven for the men, but men are Areven for the women. So the husband is Mechuyev to have Orvis for the wife. That's how Rabbi Kiveger and the Tshuva suggests. And others say that the whole thing is a mistake, that Taisus never said that. Taisus said there's no Orvis for women in a special case. The Gemara had a suffix in Brochas Daf Chof. The Mishnah says that women are mechuyev to recite Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara, it's a mitzvah saseh, shaloi azman groma. So the Gemara has a suffix, whether Noshim the Birchas HaMazon is deraisa or derabbanan. what's the difference with the Noshim Bechazamos and the Raisa the Rabbanon? So if the women are Mechoyim and Atorah, then they could be Moitzi the husband with benching, if the husband doesn't know how to bench. But if Noshim are running Mechoyim and the Rabbanon, then they can't be Moitzi the husband. So Tosfos says, but what happened to Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh? So Tosfos says, no, there's no Arvus for women. So Tosfos is talking, the wife should be Arev, the wife knows how to bench. But the wife is only Mechoyim and the Rabbanon, so let her be able to bench on behalf of the husband. He didn't call this all Arabians Ebizah. So Tosfos said, there's no Arvus. So that's what Rabbi Kevega suggests. Maybe there's no Arvus. Women don't have Arvus for men, but men do have Arvus for women. But then other Achayim say, no. Tosfos didn't say that either. Tosfos meant like this. If women are not Mechoyim in Kiddush, women are not Mechoyim in benching, they're not Mechoyim to see to it that the husband benches. If women would be Mechoyim in benching Menator, then it would be Mechoyim in Arevus. Means there's no Arvus on a mitzvah that you're not mechuyev on. Not that there's no arvus by women. If women are not mechuyev to bench ben Torah, they're not mechuyev to see to it that all the other Jewish people bench also. But if the women would be mechuyev in benching ben Torah, then there would be a din of arvus, even from the women to the men. Anyway, this is a famous, long bir aloche, has this whole discussion.
The fact that we say sometimes nishnei kegufay, would that help at all with the husband being waited to the wife, even if it's no arvus?
Difficult pashtus not. The Ramor writes in Hilchas Chanukah that even though there's a mahadrin that you light ne'elcha lechad v'yechad, but a married woman should not light her own menorah because nishnei kegufay, so it's like the same person saying a bracha l'adeng neshal Chanukah twice, the same person because nishnei kegufay. So a bracha levatola. If a woman's got married, a woman's gonna light her own menorah, it's bracha levatola. Stop. So what do you mean? The husband eats matzah and he says achilas matzah, and the wife can't say a bracha achilas. You don't think? Ishti keguf is only a din in kroivim. I'm pasul aedus to my wife's brother, to my wife's cousin, because ishti keguf it's a din in kurva, but it's not a din that it's a baldover. It's considered as if it's one person. When it comes to mitzvahs, the wife is mechuyev in mitzvah, the husband is mechuyev in mitzvahs. Each one is a separate person. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult route to go like that. Okay, maybe I'll just make a comment on Parsha Shkolim. The Shabbos, you take out three Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah, you give six aliyahs in Parshas Mishpatim. Second Sefer Torah, you give the one aliyah in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You be laying from Parshas Pinchas. And then the third Sefer Torah, you laying from Kisisa, about the Machtus HaShekel. In some of the shuls, there are so many minyanim now because they want to have minyanim outside. So a lot of locations, they only have one Sefer Torah. So some of the people wanted to know, if you're going to have one Sefer Torah, so you're going to lay six aliyahs in Parshas Mishpatim, then you have to roll to Pinchas, that's going to take a long time, then you have to roll back to Kisisa, maybe it can be Mishana the Seder, maybe you can lay six aliyahs in Mishpatim, laying one aliyah in Kisisa, Shkolim, and then the third, and then you roll to Parshas Pinchas. Instead of rolling to Pinchas, then running all the way back. Yet that's not a smart idea because the Rebbe Behuda and all of the poskim after them, they all say the same thing. They say if you're laying out of order, and you said the first kriya was Parshas Hashavua. Second kriya was Shkolim, and the third kriya was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, then you can't say the Haftarah of Shkolim. Whenever you say a Haftarah, has to be in Yonah D'Yoma, has to have some kashrut with the last kriya. So if you're laying the whole Parsha Hashavua, so anything in the Parsha is in Yonah D'Yoma. But if you're laying three different places, you're laying first from Mishpatim, then you're going to learn second from Kisisa. Then you're going to learn the third kriya is going to be from Pinchas. Then you have to learn Hashamayim Kisi. Then you have to learn Hashamayim Kisi. Then you're going to lose the whole takana of reciting the Haftorah for Shabbos Parsha Shkolim. So it's not a good idea. So you have no choice. You have to learn the three aliyahs, the three different kriyas. You have to learn them in the correct order. The Tanoim, the Mishnah records that his man Bayisheni, there was a big dispute when he used to collect the Machtza Shekel money. Machtza Shekel money was collected for the purpose of funding the Karbonis Tzipor. So Bisman Abayis, HaKohanim Dorshin Mikra Zeli Asmer, kind of made up their own din, that Kol Kohen HaShekel Koite, if a Kohen gives Machs HaShekel, he's doing wrong, he's not allowed to give Machs HaShekel, because his special din, whenever somebody brings a Korban Mincha, so you do Kmitza, the Kohen does Kmitza, you burn the Kohen Mitzah on the Mizbeach, and then the Shiori HaMincha, what's left over, is Nechal Bazichri Kuhne in the Azorah, Yom Balaylo at Chatzos, it's Kochi Kochim, Mincha is Kochi Kochim. Kochi Kochim has a restricted Mokam, the Azor has restricted Zman, Yom Balaylo at Chatzos, and has restricted Oichlam, only Zichri Kun in the Azorah, Yom Balaylo at Chatzos. But if it's a Minchas Koyin, so then it says Kolol Tokta. You don't do a Kmitza and burn the Kaimitz and eat the rest, you burn the whole thing. So if the Kohanim chip in, if Kohanim will also be shutfim in the Machtza Shekel money, so once a year there's a Minchas Oimer. Every day there's Minchas in its game. But Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha that comes in conjunction with Yayin, that comes in conjunction with the Karp, not a Karp in Bifnei Atzmai, the Minchas Nesachim it's called, so that you don't do Kmitza, that you burn the whole thing. So that's not a problem. But once a year you bring the Minchas Oimer, the Kohen does Kmitza, you burn the Kmitza on the Mizbech, and the Kohanim eat the Shiori HaMincha. So the Kohanim Darshan Mikro Zeli Atzman, that Minchas Kohen, call a little talk to you, burn the whole thing. How can you burn the whole thing? It's a Minchas Kohen. There's a shutfus between the Kohanim and the non-Kohanim. So you have to burn the Minchas Oimer. They're not allowed to eat it. So they said, it's a raif in the Chumash that Kohanim are not allowed to give money towards the Machtza Shekel. Call Kohen HaShekel Choyte. And then the Tanoim said, the Kohanim made up their own drushes. It's dead wrong. Called Kohen Sheena Shekel, Choyte. If the Kohen doesn't give Machtza Shekel, he's sinning. That's not a violation. That's not a violation of the Din HaMinchas Kohen Kolol Tokta. Why not? Klal Yisrael is not the same as a Shutvus. Shutvus, you have me and you and the other one, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim. So if there would be, it happens that there's no such thing as a Mincha B'Shutvus. That's another point. There is a mincha cannot be brought b'shutfus. According to Noyla, according to Mishlamin, you can have 100 people chip in. Each one gives $1. You have $100 or $1,000, whatever, and you buy according to Noyla, according to Mishlamin. But a mincha cannot be brought b'shutfus. Nonetheless, you have the mincha satzibur. The mincha, mincha zayim is a mincha satzibur. The answer is, tzibur is a separate entity. Salvation that the Tziburep is Klal Yisrael in the days of Avram Avinu till Bias HaMashiach. All the generations, that's called Klal Yisrael. It's not the same as a Shutfus that you have Kohanim Levim Israel. So when you have the Mincha Soimer, it's not that it's a Shutfus. It's not a Mincha Skoin, it's a Mincha of Klal Yisrael. It's not governed with the rule of Mincha Skoin. And this issue, that this Nekuda, that the Tzibur is not identical to a Shutfus, Tzibur is a different, it's a new entity. This is relevant for another din. Bizman Bayisheni, there were periods of time that the whole Hakrobas Hakrobonis and the Beis HaMikdash was run by the Tzedukim, unfortunately. And the Tzedukim didn't follow the Torah Shabbat Peh. And they used to celebrate Shavuos every year on a Sunday. They counted Sfirah Nimachas HaShabbos starting from a Sunday. Everything was kakai. So when the Chachamim were successful, there were terrible periods in the Bayisheni. So when the Chachamim and the Bez Nagorov were successful in kicking out the Tzdukim, so they made a Yontif. Every time something was improved, the status of the Karbonis was improved. So the Gemara says, Bizman Bayisheni, the Tzedukim permitted wealthy families to put up all the money for the Karbonis Tzibur. Because there's a din like that on a Karbon Yochid. Let's say a person who's Machal Shabbos B'Shegi has to bring a Chatas. He can't afford it. So I'm his next door neighbor and I can't afford it. So I want to do him a favor. So I'm Magdish a Karbin, I'm Monashi Iskapa Bochaveiro. The Gemara learns out from a Pasuk that such a thing exists. The wealthy next door neighbor can be Magdish the Karbin and say, this Karbin should be Oile for Reuven, for my next door neighbor. So the one who was Magdish the Karbin, he's the Magdish. And the one who's Yotze with it, he's the Miskaper. So the Gemara says, let's say the Karbin gets a Mum and Yopoide. So the din is, if the one who is Magdish it is Poide, he has to be Moisef Chaimish. So who's the Bala Karbin? So the Magdish is Moisef Chaimish. But the Miskaper is Oisef Tmur. Who's the Bala Karbin for Kapora purposes? the one who is Mechal Shabbos. So he's the one who can make Temura. He's the Bala Karban that he get to making Temura. And with respect to making Smicha, Samach Yod al Rosh HaPar, the Smicha has to be done by the Bala Karban. Who's the Bala Karban to be Moisef Chaimish? The Magdish is. So the Tzedukim permitted that din, Magdish al Manasseh, Kapha Bachaber, they allowed it even by Karban Tzibur. And the Masora always had it that Karban Tzibur has to be paid for by Machta Shekel money. You don't allow a wealthy family to hang up a sign in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Karbonis this year were paid for by the Rosenthal family. They put up $5 million and everything is covered. So the Tzedukim allowed it in Bayesheni. And the Chacham never allowed it. So the Gemara said that was one of the Yamim Toivim in Megillah Steinis. When he took him to Midah, the Karban Tamid was established properly, they discontinued this practice that the Tzedukim allowed, that wealthy families could donate a fortune of money to cover all the Karban Tzibur, so they discontinued that. So they didn't distinguish between a Karban Yochid and a Karban Tzibur. Just like there's a Pasuk that teaches you the Karban Yochid is an institution on Magdish, Amanashi is Kappa Bachaber, so they felt the same applies to a Karban Tzibur as well. And it is not so. Karban Tzibur is a different kind of a Karban. It's not the same as a Karban Yochid. So this, the Rav pointed out that this was the mistake of the Tzedukim, that they didn't believe in this concept that Klal Yisrael is one new entity. It's greater than the sum of all of its parts. Klal Yisrael consists of every single Jew in our generation, and the past generation and future generations, from the days of Avraham Avinu, this Bias HaMashiach. That's Klal Yisrael. That's a different entity. It's not the same as Shutfis. It's Klal Yisrael. And but again, to these two dinim, this is what the basis of the two dinim is. The Klal Yisrael is a new entity. Okay, so Belinetta, next week we will continue in the Hilchas Kiddush.
Could someone be Yoitz, someone Vidui?
Which a Mer Kohen, you can be Yoitz, yeah?
Awesome, all right, very good.
Strictly speaking, the Mishnah Berurah says that the whole din that the Talmid said that there are three exceptions to the rule, where we don't allow Shemer Kohen by davening, by Kriyashma, and by eating food, the whole thing is Mede Rabbanim. So if you have a big shas atchak, you got no brayrits, then you revert back to the din deraisa. Let's say there's the two people ate bread, there's no mezumin. You have to have three people to have a mezumin. There are only two people. One is a sofer, knowledgeable, he knows how to bench. One is a boor, he doesn't know how to bench. He's religious, he wants to bench. So the Gemara says, sofer mevarcha bu yotze bivarchasai. Your first Gemara, perek shloshe shachlu. So how do you allow shemeh kohenes? So the answer is, he doesn't know how to bench. You got no choice. Whenever you have a sofer or a boor, then you revert back to the din deraisa. The din deraisa is that you allow shemeh kohenes even on these three cases. This whole thing is only midrabbanan. Yeah. Let's say you have Dr. Alan Goldstein, Zechon Levrochem, used to have the shayla. Sometimes people had a trouble in their throat. So he would tell them, there's not allowed to talk for a week. They can ruin their vocal cords. Not allowed to talk for a week, so how's it going to daven? Has to say Kriyash Ma, has to say Shmona Esrei. So strictly speaking, if you have no choice, then you revert back to the din deraisa. Daven next to someone else. Ask the other person, say every word out loud, and you'll be mitzimu with the Kriyash Ma, you'll be mitzimu with the Shmona Esrei. That din in the Yerushalmi, that you don't allow Shemeh Kaina by Kriyash Ma, because Kabbalah is from Malchus Shemaim, you don't allow Shemeh Kaina by davening, that's a din mid the Rabbana, Echad Efshe. Echad the Lay Efshe. Then the Gemara says you have a sofer for a boor. Then you do. You revert back to the din deraisa. So, believe that next week we will continue on Reish Ayin Aleph.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yashikar. Thank you.
How do I leave?
Just X out.